But we begin today with the news that the government is proposing to create a new politically independent parliamentary budget office be set up to cost political party policies before the elections. The Finance Minister, Grant Robinson, made the announcement yesterday and was reportedly a condition of the Labour Greens confidence and supply deal. Proponents of the idea say such an office will cut through political noise and deliver unbiased, factually correct information about political party promises and how much they'll cost, and hopefully avoid ongoing debates such as the infamous $11.7 billion whole fiasco. And so it's led to some strange bedfellows. Both the right-wing think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, and the New Zealand Taxpayers Union, right-wing centre-right, have come out in support of the idea. However, the National Party has come out strongly against such a move, with leader Simon Bridges saying he doesn't trust the government to set it up and fearing it could be manipulated and used as a tool against the opposition.
It's because I don't trust the government on electoral matters, because of waka jumping, because they've taken referendums out of parliamentary control and taken them to cabinet, because they've made a bunch of changes they're seeking to, as such as same-day voting on election day, without recourse to us or our views on those things. They are seeking to screw the scrum, and this is part of that.
What's your sort of initial take on this, Andrew? I mean, creating some sort of independent body to cost policies. Does it feel good? Does it sound good? What are you thinking?
I can remember mentioning this once before at a conference that we needed to have something like this. So I do think it's having some sort of costing organisation is a good thing. And whether or not you just don't have it sitting in the doldrums up until election time and then suddenly mass workload of costing everyone's policies, but also the fact that I think the situation I was sort of suggesting why we needed this is because a lot of regional councils come up with, and district councils probably as well, come up with a whole range of plans, district plans or draft plans, long-term plans, where they have these ideas and they're supposed to do what's called a Section 32 report, which I think is the cost-benefit analysis. And by and large, it's just generally a sort of pictograph type thing of smiley faces and tick boxes. And, you know, it's not really any hard economics. And I always thought, you know, if you had some sort of central body that's, and it would be somehow you've got to make it impartial. I don't know how you find some people in New Zealand that are totally impartial.
Well, there's a point to it, isn't there?
Yeah. And, just have them crunch the numbers and go, look, this is what this is going to mean in real terms. You're probably always going to get people that are sort of negative and poo-poo and say, oh, you haven't taken into account this thing and et cetera. But I think particularly on that regional basis, it would be a vast improvement over some of the cost benefits we've got at the moment.
I mean, the idea, Alex, here is that this office, right, would provide voters with non-partisan analysis of what each party's policies will cost the country. So you've got this this public budget office, parliamentary budget office, and so it's kind of like it'll be as independent as an Auditor General or the Ombudsman and the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment. Can you see it working? Do you think we need one?
If politicians were honest and we could trust them, we wouldn't need it. But everybody knows this definitely goes for local government as well. I mean, look at the City Rail Link estimates. You underestimate your cost when you're trying to sell an idea, and then when you're halfway through building and you've got it all approved, you think, oh, you know what, actually we need another $10 billion because of this, this, and this. And yeah, fair enough. I mean, the fact that this happens all the time would sort of suggest that it might be a good idea to have a group like this that's available not just for central government but for local government as well. But you would, it would be extremely expensive, because what you'd have to do is keep a skeleton staff of sort of actuaries, and then they'd have to haul in the engineers or the whatever. You know, you couldn't use the same people to cost everything, because it was a bridge. You'd need a different set of experts than if it was a health policy. So you'd need a lot of highly paid contractors, and I can just see the body itself costing a huge amount of money because of that.
Okay, that's a very interesting point, isn't it? Well, Eric Crampton is the chief economist for the New Zealand Initiative think tank and joins us now. Eric, welcome to the panel.
Thanks.
Your organisation has actually been advocating for this sort of office for quite some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, our work in the area goes back to a 2014 report where we called for an office like this, not so much to be doing election policy costings, although it could also be doing that, filling that role, but rather to be watching sort of our long-term fiscal futures to make sure that the executives or the government has a good view on what our long-term fiscal risks are and has a credible plan for addressing them. And at the same time, running sort of rolling reviews of big ticket spending items where we might think that value for money is a little less certain. So every time we have a budget, there's supposed to be a regulatory impact statement or a cost benefit assessment that's going to be going through with the big new spending items. But the vast bulk of what government spends money on is line items that just carry over year after year and don't really get that kind of rolling review. So when the Green Party suggested doing policy costings after last election, we strongly supported that as well, where it would be very complementary to the kind of role that we saw an independent office of Parliament fulfilling. So your commenters have been right that setting it up as an independent office of Parliament comparable to the Auditor General should provide a fair bit of neutrality. I don't think anybody worries that the Auditor General is skewed towards Labour or National or anybody else. It requires some strong appointments in the role, but I think we can get there, and especially when we're looking at something that would only take effect from 2021. But meshing the two together, you'd have, during the election years, some policy costings being undertaken. Then between elections, there'd be reports on what does the long-term fiscal projections look like? Does the government have a credible plan for dealing with these? So the kinds of issues that keep being punted as being too hard, like what's going to happen with superannuation, you could start seeing assessments of those sorts of things and rolling reviews of some of the bigger ticket spending items because the same kinds of skills would apply.
So in terms of, I mean, we've got a text here that's saying that this type of independent budget body, there are 50-plus other democratic countries that do have a similar institution. Their thoughts are that we've become a bit of an outlier in this regard. Is that the truth? There are other countries that have this type of budget office.
Yeah, they're now a majority in the OECD. They really picked up after the great financial crisis where other countries faced problems that we haven't, which we fortunately haven't had to face. So here we've had some very good compliance with Public Finance Act rules about keeping the government's books in order. Nobody wants to be running long-term deficits, and even short-term deficits, we're a little averse to them. So that's all to the good. So we don't need as much of that, although the government's proposal would have this office filling that kind of role as well. Other places have picked it up for that, as well as for policy costings and for some of this kind of rolling review. And we think that that last part would be a really important addition here in New Zealand.
Mm. Eric, can I ask a question? Do you see this running hand in hand with the infrastructure body that's proposed that will make sure that we have long-term planning for big infrastructure projects, that it could be a similar sort of thing?
Well, they're fairly separate. So the new infrastructure body, I don't think, is an independent office of Parliament. The long-term fiscal projections are a little bit different from sort of long-term infrastructure deficit projections, except to the extent that if you had really serious material problems in infrastructure, that there was a huge depreciation bill coming down the track and government hadn't been accounting properly for it, then a fiscal office like the one that's being proposed should be picking that up and reporting on it. But otherwise, they're somewhat separate.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Eric Crampton, the Chief Economist for the New Zealand Initiative Think Tank. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. Do you think that New Zealand could well do with an independent budget body like this? I noticed that Simon Bridges says that this kind of move needs to have the support of all political parties.